This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Check your emails for me, would you? Sender would be your IT department. Subject line would be mandatory cybersecurity training, maybe with an exclamation to point, depending on how IT runs where you are. Maybe it's in unread or deleted items, depending on how seriously you take this kind of stuff. One might offer here the suggestion that this would be a good time to start taking it more seriously, because this week the White House said it has evolving intelligence, that's their phrase, of a Russian cyber reprisal to Western sanctions, and it has briefed more than 100 companies critical to the national infrastructure. You say infrastructure, we here at Marketplace hear economy. So how might that cyber reprisal go economically? Marketplace's Matt Levin gets us going today.
Remember how experts warned us for decades that the U.S. was not prepared for a pandemic, and then COVID hit, and yeah, turns out we were not prepared for a pandemic?
Same is true for cyber.
Tatiana Bolton researches cybersecurity at the R Street Institute.
Experts have been saying this for years, and we've got good ideas out there. We just haven't been able to implement them.
She says while big energy and financial firms are better defended than they used to be, other critical industries are still vulnerable.
Dams, critical manufacturing, the communications sector, and emergency services.
Bolton says Russia could take revenge on specific Western companies, say Elon Musk's SpaceX, because it's providing satellite-based internet to Ukraine. But if Putin's playbook is any indication, the target may be less targeted. Josephine Wolf teaches cybersecurity at Tufts University.
You could also imagine a strategy that was, let's just take out all the computers running Microsoft Windows.
We saw something kind of like that in 2017 when Russia, or at least very likely Russia, launched an attack through a widely used Ukrainian accounting program. Malware rippled across global industries, from the drug firm Merck to the law firm DLA Piper. Wolf says Russian cyber attacks will likely be geared towards destroying company data, but sanctions may make hacking for income more attractive.
If there was actually sort of serious financial strain on the Russian government, you could imagine something that kind of did hew to the more traditional ransomware model in which you're demanding money.
Yeah, this all sounds pretty scary, but Bruce Schneier at the Harvard Kennedy School says he's not any more terrified than he usually is. Colonial Pipeline, the Sony hack, SolarWinds, cyber warfare is already here. And unless the U.S. steps up its cyber regulations, it's a lopsided war for the private sector.
The government of Russia against pretty much any company in the U.S. isn't a fair fight.
Oh, one last thing to worry you. That SolarWinds hack from 2020, which had ties to Russia, it's possible many companies are still hacked. They just don't know it yet. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.